2639 and tell her she was wrong to vote for Obamacare and it's time to repeal and replace this mess. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Is your garage floor looking worn out, oil stained, and or cracked? Please visit STLGarageFloors.com. SealTech can transform your garage floor, concrete porch, or patio in just one day. 21st century polymers, not epoxies. Your choice of colors, 15-year warranty. SealTech is a locally owned company. STLGarageFloors.com, 636-294-6299 for a no-obligation quote. STLGarageFloors.com.
Hi, I'm John Grayson, host of the Inside of the Big 550, and I'll be doing my show this Thursday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Link Your Life to Fitness event at River Chase in Fenton. The event starts at 5:30 in the morning and runs all day long. Fred Bird will be there along with the Grants Farm Animals, Ronald McDonald, World Bird Sanctuary, a helicopter landing, exercise classes, and much more. It's sponsored by Jim Butler Chevrolet, Atlas 46, Show Me Weights, Throttle Net, and the City of Fenton. It's all free with donations going to Backstoppers. Go to FentonMo.org for more information.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Feel free to sing along in your car.
Listen in your car or your underwear.
Well, most of you are in your car. You can be in your underwear in your car. That's your business.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of.
A real hunk with defined lats and pecs and rippling calf muscles. His biceps bulge just right. He's so limber that he does splits like a 16-year young cheerleader.
That's the kind of guy Paul Harris goes for.
No, that was Paul Harvey.
What?
That was Harvey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 14th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. When you folks email me and go, hey, how'd you lose that weight? Ooh, and I don't know if I gave it to Peon or not, I'll send it to him. Did I send you that before and after thing that they did at MD Health and Wellness, Peon, where they took the backgrounds out and they just, it's two pictures next to each other?
No.
Oh, I'll send it to you from a year ago and today. And pretty shocking what 35 pounds looks like when it's all in your stomach.
Hey!
For you folks who are continue to email me and go, hey, where'd you go to lose that weight? It's, you can always find it on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/AMandThePM or at frankopinion.com under sponsors. Right now, let me introduce some people to you. Here's Eon the Peon at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, then it is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number, more go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Ready for the band's first appearance as whatever they're called,
Seventh Planet.
Thank you. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser wraps. Dan, how's it going?
Great. And it's April 22nd is our first job, but we just found out that we got booked at the Pacific Missouri Lunar Eclipse Festival.
Well, that's huge.
Which is August 19th.
That is huge.
We'll be playing from 6 to 10.
And how appropriate. Seventh planet, lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
And it's all part of that big world up there in the sky.
It all ties together there.
It does.
Hi, everybody.
Good for you. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. That boy's got his feelings hurt because he wanted to name the band the seventh
what?
Cheese. The seventh cheese. Doesn't even make sense.
Huh. That
boy's stupid. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, she really hurts. I feel stupid. Now he acts like a big baby. Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes. If you love polka music, how can you not love Bruce?
If we played a lot in Wisconsin, we could be like the Cheeseheads or something.
Sure, but you have to come up with something better than that.
Yeah.
Brought to you by MD Health and Wellness there in Bridgeton. And I've lost weight 3 times. When I got married, I weighed 145 pounds, 6 feet tall, 145. And 1 year ago, I was more than a little over 100 pounds more than that. Now, there are people that would say, well, that's what happens when you get married, at good home cooking. No, that's what happens when you know where Cracker Barrel is.
Did people call you when you were tall like that, 6 foot and 145? There's a tall drink of water.
Yeah. Well, where'd that come from?
I have no idea.
And they do it with men, not women. If a woman's tall, and here's the thing women do with other women, and I've heard this from more than one and several times. Well, she's a little bitty thing.
Yeah.
They call them a thing.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful. My wife just did it the other day. She said, well, she's a little bitty thing. Susan Lucci, she's a little bitty thing. I don't think of women as things.
No.
They're human beings. And what would we do without them? Thank heaven for little girls. That's what I say.
That's how we roll.
That's right. But MD Health and Wellness, they are responsible for the third time that I've lost weight. And I might add, already broken the previous two records. It didn't last long the other two times. I lost about the same amount of weight, but by now I had gained half of it back. And as of this moment, I lost 35 pounds. It's now been like 9 months or 8 months ago at MD Health and Wellness, and I'm still down the entire 35 pounds. I was about 250, and I'm 215. I'm never going to see 145 again. That's not going to happen. Maybe as I'm decomposing or something, but that's too thin. I would like to and will probably lose another 10 eventually, but right now I'm very happy with what they helped me accomplish. And they'd be happy to work with you, too. And I can't tell you exactly what they're going to do because everybody is different. Every actual, literally, body is different. And I don't know your current health condition. I don't know the shape your heart is in. I don't know what you are allergic to. But they're going to find out all of that. And then once they do, they're going to send you out of there with something that will work if you will just do as they say. And you'll be stunned after 4 weeks has gone by. That was the mark for me. Man, 4 weeks and I'd lost 25 pounds. I couldn't believe it. The next 10 was easy because I was motivated. They also work with you folks who have type 2 diabetes and think, oh, that's okay. I have my medication and it's under control. How about this? How about reversing it? Get rid of it. They've done that for people, and they'd be happy to help you with that, too. Type 2 diabetes, and then, of course, a low T, testosterone. MD Health and Wellness, my personal experience was with the weight loss, so I can tell you firsthand, it works. You just have to do what they say. And then once you're cut loose and free, and they've cut the cord, which they have with me, it's really up to me. And it's about what it's always been about, calories. It really is. It just comes down to that. Just watch the calories. MD Health and Wellness. MDHealthWellness.com. I just got a text from an acquaintance of many, many, many years. His name is Roger Hammond. Roger, if you're listening, it was a pleasure to hear from you, and thank you for the feedback. He just had Window World replace all the windows, and he said what a terrific job they did. And Roger Hammond is a guy who is just a really solid, decent person. He's also the unfortunate victim of something that happened, and I may or may not get this right. It was either a hockey game or a baseball game where he was at the wrong place the wrong time, and some drunken brawlers got on him and just crushed a knee, and I mean, put him out of commission for a long time. He's about in 4 or 5 weeks to have a second knee replacement. It was just some lunatics acting stupid, and he happened to be in the wrong part of the seat at the wrong place. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but I know it was devastating and a lot of pain. And Roger works for a company that I would love to speak for, and I've made that plain for years. And don't email me and ask me who it is, because I'm not going to tell you, but it's a business. They have multiple locations, and I have done thousands and thousands of dollars worth of business with them, and I love this place. They're so good, but the owner can't stand me. And it's so frustrating, because I would love to tell people about, well, Roger works there, and Roger, they're lucky to have him, and he's always done a great job. Thank you, Roger, for the feedback on Window World. I appreciate it. One of the ways I think that men, and there are many ways where I think we have it over women, they got that monthly thing to deal with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't have that. We don't have to push babies out either. That's another thing. We also get a break in clothing. If you watch the TV commercials, every season the fashion changes, and the commercials for Target or Gap or whatever it is, and they show the women in the purses and the scarves and the whatever, and then we don't have to deal with all that. I think we get off easy, because I think I speak for most men when I tell you, if I look at a guy with a suit on, I can't tell you if that suit's 3 years old or 3 weeks old.
No.
Can you?
No.
I don't think most men can. Our stuff is kind of always the same. We either dress like we're going to play golf, you know, like a golf shirt or T-shirt and some pants or shorts, or a suit. And it's the same for a jillion years. It's been the same suit.
The only thing
suit, the tie, and then the white shirt or colored shirt, and that's it.
The only thing that's really changed on the suits is the size of the lapels and stuff.
Yeah, but see, I don't even notice that.
Yeah.
Now the ties will get skinny and wider.
Yeah.
But that's nothing. And then here's the other thing that changes. This is interesting to me. The handkerchief. It used to be you just stuff it in there and it kind of comes out like a flower.
Yeah.
And then you got the 3-point triangular thing, and then now it's the straight across, you know, you just barely see the edge of it. Okay, that's not much to deal with.
If I ever had one of those, I have one of those where it's the handkerchief thing on top, and it's a piece of cardboard that's
I've had
in
that
the pocket.
Yes, it's pre-folded. Yeah. Where you look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
it's the equivalent to the fake necktie.
Yes,
the clip on the necktie the perfect Windsor knot.
I love those.
I did too.
I know.
I never see them.
Do you know all police officers wear clip-ons?
So the guy perpetrator can't strangle them.
Yeah.
But I never see those anymore. And I'm going to tell you something. You can't tell. I got embarrassed one time, and I was on a date, and I was all dressed up, and she went to, there's something sexy, I guess, about loosening a guy's tie. She went to loosen it, and it just fell off.
That's not good.
And I remember she said to me, "You wear fake ties?" And it ruined the whole night. Because she wanted to kind of do that sexy thing, open the collar, you know. And then just and I had a tie tag, so it kind of fell down and just was like limp, still connected onto
still
the shirt.
Still hanging to your shirt, though.
And how like a woman will, like, kind of grab you by the tie and start pulling you into the bedroom or something like that. And
that happens to me all the time.
She grabs the tie and pulls it right off.
Yeah. I'm going to bet that's probably never been done in real life, only on TV shows and movies.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Come on in here. And they pull you in like they're leading a cow at the county fair when they're showing
off the whole
thing.
Definitely never a married couple. That's never happened.
Well, that's even ridiculous to think about that. I heard somebody earlier mention Girl Scout cookies. I'd like to be maybe the only person to say this. I can't stand Girl Scout cookies. They're like the worst cookies ever made.
Oh,
really?
Don't
give me the Thin Mints thing.
Because, no, I hate Thin Mints.
Yeah, me too.
And look,
for all the kinds of cookies they have, they're crap. They're horrible cookies. I do believe you should buy them. I love the Girl Scouts, and I've bought hundreds of boxes of cookies, and then I crumble them up and throw them outside in the woods and let the animals eat.
I can't stand Thin Mints, but the Do-Si-Dos, those peanut butter oatmeal.
Nah. Those are pretty good.
Oh,
all
I love
kinds
those.
Of better cookies than Girl Scout
Tag-alongs
cookies.
Tag-alongs with the peanut butter layer with the chocolate cover.
Yeah. There's lots of cookies better than that. They're horrible. But you should buy them anyway and then throw them out in the yard like I do. Groundhogs love them. I'll tell you what, groundhogs and the animals, they love Girl Scouts.
The Samoas are good, too, the coconut ones.
Yeah, I like they them. Are.
I got a couple, but I'm with you.
Overall,
oh my goodness, the price now is at like $4 or $5 a box.
Yeah,
it's like a 50 cents every year. They keep hiking the price.
Yeah.
And nowadays they don't even really have to. You can set up a online store for your kid, your girl.
No, see, that's wrong.
I know. That's what I thought.
Although we do live in the age of Amazon, and maybe it's teaching them to be. Social media entrepreneurs, and maybe that's a good thing.
I guess that just seems too easy for a parent to just send a link out. Here's a link to my daughter's cookies. Here, just click here.
It was supposed to be all about salesmanship,
and
how to one-on-one make a sales pitch and sell cookies.
Yeah.
And even though you know in the end you're going to buy them, the kid has to go through the would you like to buy some cookies? Here we have these at this price, and that's gone. It's over.
The Boy Scouts do popcorn, don't they?
I think so.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And
it's the three different kinds in the tin or something, right?
Yeah, but I think a lot of the Girl Scouts now, their troops will set up stuff outside of grocery stores, and they'll have the table with all the cookies.
But I'm okay with
stuff.
That. That's salesmanship. That's smart. That's a smart way to sell. You're still selling one-on-one. That's
because
smart.
I will buy some Do-Si-Dos when I see those girls there at the...
But what I've never liked, I'm sorry, Dan, you've done this. People come into work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've done
and
it.
And they sell everybody, and the kid never is... has any part of the transaction.
Yeah.
It's mom and dad go and get their coworkers to buy them. Sorry, I hope it didn't hurt your feelings.
No, not at all.
I don't read books.
Think that's possible.
You know what? It's not possible. That's one of the things we love about Dan. We can just beat him up. It doesn't hurt his feelings.
Did that bother you? No.
No.
I don't read a lot of books, but I will get the audio of this one. This is called... It's just been come out. It's called The Stranger in the Woods. The author is Michael Finkel, and it's the story, and I will get this and listen to it in the car, of Christopher Knight. Christopher Knight is a guy who, in 1986, just decided, I mean, it's just like a movie, he'd had enough, and he just went into the woods up in Maine on the outskirts of Albion, I guess is the way you pronounce it, Maine, and disappeared for over 20 years.
Wow.
He just walked into the woods with nothing and just thought, I've had it with everything and everybody. I don't think he had any family. He wasn't married. He existed on he pilfered food and trash, and he would break into little cabins, and he never hurt anybody, and he never stole anything that was sentimental or of any value. It said he would just take things to survive, like a blanket, or he'd get some canned food or batteries and stuff like that. And this guy... he's in custody now. They finally caught up with him because he burglarized 1,080 homes to survive. And he did these jailhouse interviews with this author, Michael Finkel, and that's what this book is based on. This would be fascinating to me.
Oh, I'll bet you they make a movie out of it.
I wouldn't last a week, and he lasted through. It gets cold in Maine.
Oh,
and they talk about how he was able to build a little A-frame way deep in the forest, and the floor was made out of stacks of National Geographic magazines that I guess he had stolen over time. And in the worst of the winter, this guy had no heat at all. He just would get under a big pile of blankets and tough it out till the winter was over, and he'd read and listen to a portable radio that he had stolen and batteries that he used that he had stolen, and 1,080 burglaries over 27 years.
Wow.
This is unbelievable. So the book, again, is called The Stranger in the Woods by Michael Finkel. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, when I start this joke, folks, I don't want you to think, oh, I know this, because you might not know it. It's about a couple that gives birth to a head, and there are about three jokes like that, so this might not be the one you think it is. But it is the story of a couple. They're excited, you know. 9 months has gone by, and she goes in, and the doctor comes out and says, well, I don't even know how to tell you this. We've never seen anything like this. You are the proud parents of an 8-pound head. And the dad looks at the doctor and he goes, well, his head weighs 8 pounds. How about the rest of him? The doctor said, there is no rest of him. We can't figure this out. We've got scientists flying in here. We don't know how this is even possible, that just a head could live, but that's what you got. You got a head. Well, they fly in all kinds of extras. They take pictures, and the TV news people are there, and then eventually they go home. They take the head home, and they raise the head. And the head's a year old, and it's a 2-year-old head and a 3-year-old head, and they set it up on the table, let it watch TV, and set it on the put it on the dining table and feed it, and this is incredible. And then every birthday, they open presents right there in front of the head. You know, the head sitting on the table, so they open the presents right in front of him. So it's the head's 21st birthday. And all the relatives are in there, you know, help celebrate. The head's 21. And that's actually what they call him, the head. He had a name, but he wanted to be known as the head. So they're all gathered around. Uncles ask, happy birthday, head. How's it feel to be 21? Time to open. We've all gone together and bought you something for your birthday. And as his mom is opening the package, he just looks up at her and he says, I hope this is not another hat.
Get a check on traffic. He goes by many names, but we call him Frank Ladd. Hello, Frank.
Thanks, Dan Strauss. Westbound on Highway 64, we've got debris blocking the three left lanes just west of Hampton, so only the right lane is squeezing by. Westbound on 64, emergency crews are on the scene doing a cleanup. You're backed up to nearly Jefferson now, westbound on Highway 64. A little further west of there, you got some still have some volume from the valley out through the earlier incident near Highway 94. They were working with an overturned vehicle that had the right lane block there. Eastbound on Highway 270 remains heavy. 370 up through Lindbergh. The incident completely out of the way, though, now. Northbound on 170 still heavy between the Rock Road and Highway 270. And eastbound 64 flying over that right now. You're on the brakes in pockets. Grand headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, not terrible this afternoon. Just a pocket of volume there south of Highway 64 down past Clayton Road in Manchester. This update is brought to you by Target. This week at Target, find slam dunk deals for the big playoff. Buy 1 pound of all-natural ground beef, get another 50% off. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply. Frank Ladd with the Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
Hey, this is Doug McKelvin. For the past 22 years, you may have heard me somewhere else on the dial, but now, after a year of, let's call it a vacation, I'm glad to be here on locally owned and operated KTRS. Why's that? Well, the Big 550 KTRS is the talk of St. Louis, as opposed to other stations that have personalities pontificating to the whole country via satellite from New York or perhaps even Miami. We talk about what you want to talk about. After all, you live here, and so do we. Join the conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty, and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The weekend of April 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Cardinals take on the Reds. And it's a weekend loaded with great giveaways. Friday night, the AT&T Lightweight Hooded Pullover. Saturday, the Yadier Molina Bobblehead, presented by Ford. Sunday, thanks to Scott Credit Union, it's the adult replica Stephen Piscotty Road Grade Jersey. And all kids that day receive a free ticket voucher to a future home game, presented by Ritz. That's April 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hey fans, Adam Wainwright here, and believe me, there's nothing like throwing to the best catcher in the game, Yadier Molina. On Saturday, April 8th, we play the Reds. That day, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older take home a Yadi bobblehead, courtesy of Ford. A limited number of these bobbleheads will feature gold or platinum gloves. The Yadi bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, April 8th. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
You've heard me talk about Window World for at least 15 years. You've heard me talk about how great of a price they are, the original $189 window guys. You've heard me talk about how great the windows are. They come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. You also heard me talk about Window World when it comes to customer satisfaction. Well, now they've just been ranked Window World highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors in a J.D. Power study. So you have independent verification that Window World is the best. So this spring, if you're looking for windows or replacement doors or siding, it's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. St. Louis company through and through, and we've watched them grow throughout the years, but that same commitment to customer service is still there. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Or, of course, always online at windowworld.com.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience. There's cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you don't want to miss. For more information, visit stlouisfc.com.
I know you're trying to eat healthy, and sometimes you're busy with work and it's hard to eat healthy, but not if you have dynamic vending in your kitchen, in your office. Healthy options from the largest vending company in St. Louis, Dynamic Vending. They have micro markets. How would you like a salad or a wrap or maybe even a Starbucks or hummus for lunch? All available, all at no cost to the employer. Dynamic Vending will come in and revolutionize your kitchen. Dynamic Vending and micro markets. DynamicVending.com. Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty with the experience you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group, 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Remember,
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Home and start over. Time to check in with Mike Evans in Southern California. He's brought to you by Anna Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. If you've never been, I hope everybody gets a chance. And I know that not everybody can go out to eat in a place like that, you know, every week, maybe. But a special comes along, and you want to celebrate it at a special place. Andy Gunn's will be that place. Closed on Mondays, and reservations are always a good idea, even for lunch and gift cards. A terrific idea. They sell thousands of them every year. Andy Gunn's and the Smokehouse. They're both east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And they're proud to present Mike Evans.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, I think I have a little beverage. A little liquid.
That's not like you.
The man that enjoys the vino, the fruit of the vine.
That's right. How about a pot quiz question?
All right.
Name the name of the star who is not a hypochondriac. Three of these four are self-admitted hypochondriacs. Who isn't? Abigail Breslin.
I don't even know who that is.
Mm-mm.
She was a sunshine girl. And she's 20 girl. Years or 21 years old now.
We don't even know what that is.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Jon Stewart. David Letterman. TV News. Best new show on TV has its season finale tonight. This Is Us on NBC.
Anybody
watch that show?
Yes, it's a very good show.
Very good show. TV history, a new book about American Bandstand. I like history. I like TV. I wanted to share this with you. TV history, a new book about American Bandstand in the 1950s. The two most popular teenage dancing couples on that show were Ken Rossi and Arlene Sullivan, and Justine Carell and Bill Clayton. They were portrayed as being in true love, these two couples. They did commercials. They were called America's Sweethearts. They were always in front of the cameras, and they always did interviews with Dick Clark every single day. However,
and there's always a however in life.
The book says that they were actually in love with each other's partners. That's Ken was in love with Bill.
Oh.
And Arlene was in love with Justine. Dick Clark and the network knew about it, but rather than say anything and maybe lose sponsors, it has been kept a secret until now.
Wow, because America didn't go for that back then.
And that's true. TV Review, Trial and Error. Stars John Lithgow. You like John Lithgow, huh?
It's just funny because I just mentioned him yesterday as somebody that, for no real reason, I don't like. And I don't have a good reason not to like him.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't like him.
And every time I see John Lithgow, he goes,
he likes me.
Opinion.
No, he likes me.
I just
me.
Love that guy.
Oh. Yeah, I know. That's why I feel so bad.
Lithgow is in a very odd, very unusual comedy. Lithgow plays a bisexual genius accused of murdering his wife by pushing her through a plate glass window. Then he puts the 911 operator, when he's reporting the incident, on hold to take another call, and while doing so makes an appointment with the TV cable guy who is on call waiting. It's a very strange premise.
It sounds strange.
It's very good, though. And the show is shot like The Office, where a camera follows them around.
Yeah, I hate that. But the shaking handheld camera thing, I don't like that.
You didn't like The Office?
I didn't like the camera work, no.
I thought The Office was one of the great shows of television. Right up there with Seinfeld, Friends, Frasier, MASH. I still watch it occasionally. Some quickies. What's up with Tyra Banks being the new host of America's Got Talent?
Oh, I don't know. Anything would be better than Nick Cannon, though.
Yeah, but nobody. She's a mean person. Nobody got along with her last show. Been contestants, staff, crew quit. I mean,
I'm tired of that show, and I'm tired of that sort of fake little bickering between what's his name and Blake Shelton, Adam Levine. It's old now.
No, that's
The Voice. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is America's Got Talent. Who?
That's Simon and Howie, right?
Heidi Bloom.
Well, Howard Stern got smacked pretty good with a dose of reality when he left, and the ratings went up.
Yeah,
because he kept going on and on about how this show was going to benefit from having him on there. Nah, benefited from.
I don't
leaving.
Like him.
No.
Well,
Howard Stern was the guy I was talking about.
Oh, I don't like Howard Stern either. Well, I don't think Howie Mandel, he overacts.
I agree, and I'm tired of the germaphobe thing. It's old. I agree.
O.J. Simpson, when he gets out of jail, will not be getting a reality show here. However,
and there's always a however in life.
His attorneys are already talking to Celebrity Big Brother in England. And that is a huge, huge show. I mean, that is a number one show. It beats any Big Brother or anything like that we have here. I don't know that I want to be stuck in a house for 3 months with O.J. Simpson with a kitchen full of knives. And the difference between Big Brother England and the Big Brother show here, they let him get drunk every night. A drunk O.J. Simpson with a house full of people he probably is not going to like with a bunch of knives.
All right, when is his parole date?
It's July 28th, and I hear he's going to get out October 9th.
Wow, won't that be something? Wow. That's just going to be very interesting.
You got to give him credit, though. He hasn't killed anybody in 9 years.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true.
He
changed his ways.
Nick Cage's son, Weston. You ever see a picture of Weston?
No.
Holy crap. He got more piercing than any human being I've ever seen.
Why is that not a surprise? He's Nick Cage's son.
The fingernails are 10 inches long. I mean, he's just a freak. He's going to jail despite Nick Cage doing everything he can to try to stop it from happening. The deal is, usually Hollywood that would work, but Weston led cops on a 10-mile high-speed chase when drunk. In the state of California, I think it's 100 yards. If the police have to chase you more than 100 yards, that's called the police. You're involved in a police chase, and that is mandatory jail. You can't get out of that.
I don't know where Nicolas Cage has been lately, but I got to tell you, I like him. He's one of the all-time great crazy guys in the movies. He just is. And he is so believable, he has to be crazy in real life.
Isn't that funny? I mean, I think he is a little nuts in real life. You know, he married Lisa Marie, which I always thought was odd. But I never have liked him. I didn't like him when he won an Oscar and Leaving Las Vegas. A lot of his movies,
What about Moonstruck with Cher?
Hate Cher. She's a bitch.
Or Face Off.
He was good in that.
He was good in that.
Yeah, and
then
Con Air.
He did that series of movies.
Con Air was excellent.
Huh?
Con Air was good.
I'll give you that. But then he did those series of movies. What were they? Like the Devil or the Motorcycle or Knight Rider.
No,
what?
He's done some. He's done some.
Oh,
skaters.
He's done some bad ones too.
Yeah.
But.
Chicken butt.
I knew you were going to say that. You know, you really embarrassed yourself with that one.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
If I want to embarrass myself, I'd have finished it and said chicken butt, 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease, one a piece. That would have been embarrassing.
Well, you've done that before, too.
Yes, I have.
And finally. Is that Peon Says No?
Yes.
He hates it when it comes to an end.
I really like that, Peon. I appreciate
that. He loves your segment.
Yeah.
I love
very
that.
Sad.
I appreciate
he's the one.
That. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Name the name of the star who is not a hypochondriac. These other three admit they're hypochondriacs. Who isn't? Abigail Breslin, Miley Cyrus, Jon Stewart, David Letterman.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to go Miley Cyrus.
I don't know who that Abigail is, but I'm going with her.
Letterman.
Abigail, she was in that Sunshine movie where the grandpa was strapped to the seat to the roof of the car.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's a really good movie.
Have another drink. I don't know.
No, really.
What's the answer?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Hold your britches. Letterman actually had a doctor on call backstage during his late night show. He's a hypochondriac.
No, that's not the answer.
No, Letterman's not a hypochondriac.
No, he had a doctor. He is a hypochondriac.
Oh, okay.
He's playing with us now. He's going through the. He's eliminating.
John Stewart went to the doctor every week. Goes to the doctor every week to be checked out. The answer is Miley Cyrus. Hey, I'm Mike Evans. Mullet chicken, mullet.
You know who played a great neurotic? So that Richard Lewis.
Oh, yes.
And that, yeah.
I think that was real life.
No, I do, too. Yeah. I think, yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
And neurotic. And what happened to him? And whatever happened to, you know who Robert Klein is? And Albert Brooks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both really funny people. And you never see
Albert Brooks
anymore. But to me, everything Albert Brooks did, he's just funny.
Yeah.
He was funny. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and they sell thousands of gift cards every year. Be a good idea to get a couple for somebody for whatever reason. Every day is a special day to somebody. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. I'm going to take a run at this. 15 years, I'm going to say, or 14, 15 years, Matheny Heating and Cooling has been the official heating and cooling company for the large morning show in the afternoon. And I don't know what they did the last time they were at my house, but they haven't been for a couple of years, so they must have done something because my system is now easily 20 years old. And I just keep waiting for the bad news. And the last time they were out, I thought, well, this will last 6 months. They have to come back. That was 2 years ago, and everything's fine. So I don't know. I don't know what they did, but they do. And they'd love to do it for you. Maybe that same thing or something else, or replace a system. And when it comes time to replace it, I know that they'll put in the right system. You know, a system can be the wrong system for your house. It could be too big or too small. Maybe just because the builder put in a particular type system, you don't want to replace it with that because that was builder-grade crap in a lot of cases and done to save money and not what you want as a replacement, because every year it seems there's something more efficient and more efficient and more efficient. They'll help walk you through that. They're good at it. They do it a lot. And until that time comes, when you just need somebody to... Yeah, you know, the call when it's not cooling quite as well as it should or heating as well as it should. This is the company, Matheny Heating and Cooling, a family business, third generation, 75 years, 76. I don't even know. It's one or the other.
Oh, and don't forget that they install water heaters as
well. Yes, they do. And I got a 33-year-old water heater that's still going strong. It's going to go one day, and I'll call them for that, too. They service businesses and residences in St. Louis and St. Charles counties. That's it. But that's a lot of people. So if you live in St. Louis County, St. Charles County, business, residence, Matheny. No business or home too big or too small. And they work on everything. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic. Here is Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, start with the good news. They've gotten the incident out of the way. All lanes back open. Westbound 64 near Hampton. It had been some debris spilled in the traffic lanes there. However, still backed up to about Compton. Westbound on 64. Westbound on 64, a little further west of there. Still working with the accident on Highway 94. Blocking the right lane. That has you backed up between the Boone Bridge and the incident. The exit to Route K also closed westbound on 64. And eastbound 64 remains heavy Union Station to the Poplar, but that is thinning out rather quickly. This update is brought to you by Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. It's also the place for national brands like Scott's and Miracle-Gro and local expertise to help you grow the lawn and garden you've always wanted. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Frank Ladd of the Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Hi, we're back. This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show. It's been a long winter, and we're back, and now we have a new co-host.
Yes, David Sherwood, Sherwood's Forest. Happy to be back, and it's great for the spring season. Just starting, good time for building and planting.
So if you're planning on doing something around the house like I am,
yes,
and planning like you do,
always,
we'll answer all your questions as we always have. Please join us. This is the Inside Out Show. John Shea and
David Sherwood.
Saturdays, 11 to 1.
On the Big 550, KTRS.
At Firestone, take advantage of the bonus savings day spring event and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store at driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-860-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the Cash Call at 877-860-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, not available in Washington State. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, and restrictions.
That's 877-860-CASH.
Because you need to know.
Turn to KTRS for world news updates from ABC News, the winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for News Excellence, plus state and local news from the award-winning KTRS News Department.
Because you need to know.
The Big 550, KTRS.
Depend on it.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The northeast snowstorm is stranding thousands of travelers across the country. Rafer is in New York tonight. What it's like there and how it's affecting travel out of the city.
A deadly accident on Interstate 64. What caused it and why the driver is in custody tonight.
A Maplewood City ordinance under fire. Why a new lawsuit says its nuisance ordinance discriminates against women and minorities. First at 6, one person is dead in what Highway Patrol investigators are calling a drunk driving crash. Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox over I-64 and Highway 94 earlier. The Highway Patrol says the driver of a Dodge passed a trooper going very fast on westbound I-64. Near the Highway 94 intersection, that Dodge ran into an SUV, flipping it. The SUV driver is dead. The passenger was taken